Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good evening. I guess not afternoon. It is evening everywhere now. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And pretty much that would be it in a nutshell tonight, because she's back with me, Susan Mavity and the Angels. We're going to be doing live angel readings inspired by the work of Doreen Virtue. Susan Mavity is a regular on the show, and we're going to open the lines. It's true. I know people have already been calling, and but just you've got the. If you're on our e-news for the Soul list, you have the numbers. I will be giving them out momentarily, but first I want to bring on the guests and the angels. And hey, let's start the fun. Susan Mavity, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Good evening, Nicole. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So much fun.
We do. My mother was here visiting the last time we did the show, and I kind of seal myself off while I do the show. And I came out, and she goes, "I heard you laughing." She said,
"Oh."
I said, "Yes, we tend to do that."
A fair amount. It's totally true. And it was interesting because we did it was a little different last time.
It was very different.
And now I'm curious if you had any kind of things like, you know, new things coming through for you this time. Like, it seems like every time we plan to do a show, something happens.
Yeah, this one was very different. As a matter of fact, I started to panic. As you got my email, you know, what time are we doing this? What is going on? Because usually they prep me and they prepare me, or sometimes, boy, after we're done with the next show, I already know what we're doing the next time. And I was just, it was just a blank, clean slate, and that panics me, and they know that. And then they had me go take a nice long hot bath. Well, that usually just knocks me out for, you know, hours sleep. And I'm like, okay, they're relaxing me. What are they bringing? and then they know. They gave me a small window of time so that my left brain didn't take over and panic. So as I'm relaxing in this tub, Magdalene came in, and Kuan Yin came in, and Kali, the Hindu goddess, have all come in, and they are declaring this evening the night of the divine feminine goddess.
Yay,
exactly. And they know I get a little freaked out because I just get so blown away when Magdalene appears and channels through me. And the same thing with Kuan Yin. So they didn't give me a heads up because they knew I would just be a wreck all day. and they set me into that nice relaxing mode so that when they told me, they would be coming through. And we'll be leaning towards more of the feminine angels this evening. And they did channel a message through that they would like me to share with all our listeners before we get started. Okay. And they're asking right now to think of Kuan Yin and Mary Magdalene and the energy and the entity of passion and mercy that they carry with them, that they embody. And so they're asking everyone that's listening to take a deep breath in as we channel in that compassion and that mercy and to bring it into their hearts, into their souls, so they can join in the vibration of their presence this evening. So they're asking everyone to take a deep breath and bring in all the compassion and mercy. And on the exhale, just relax and release all the doubts and all the fears and bring in the compassion to soften their hearts. And welcome the energy and welcome them into our reading this evening. Yes, it's a just wonderful energy. And then we have Kali, who is the Hindu goddess. She has been pictured of holding severed heads. so we're going to move from compassion and mercy to the liberation of removing the illusion of the ego.
I was going to say, she's the one that kicks butt, right?
She is. She is. Balance, as they're telling me. The compassion and the mercy and the self-powerment that Kali brings. So here's our message. It's very brief, so we can get going with this evening. This is Magdalene, words from her. It is not outside of us. It is inside that the rise in consciousness must begin. Within our hearts, it's an important time to stay centered. With all the chaos around, to bring the compassion, to bring the mercy, to bring the bliss within ourselves. And to transfer that vibration to others so we may transcend this time and space. We are witnesses to the awakening, the shattering of the illusion of the ego. Questions are not about life's purpose. They are about who am I really inside with forgiveness as an intent. What is my life's path? The question should be, what can I create? With a clear and focused mind. What do we want? Drawing that energy to us. Feeling that energy. Draw your dreams and your heart's desires. Feel the passion. And create what your desires call to you. And that is Magdalene's message for us this evening.
The tone, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, last time we had did this, I think it was about a month and a half ago, and they had you doing something unusual and different in bringing them in. Is that not happening this time?
No. No, I think they decided that my voice was just not ready. No.
I was going to say, you sound terribly relieved.
I was. I was very relieved, yes. That was the call of the archangels. And with the season of Christmas coming, they were in their ceremonial gowns, and they were in their energy of the season, the new consciousness, the new birthing of the consciousness. The Divine Feminine is present this evening to help us move with the energy shift. Many are experiencing headaches and dizziness and all sorts of physical symptoms as we are once again cleansing and releasing old patterns, giving us another opportunity to prepare ourselves for this incredible surge in March so that we're not crushed by the waves of this powerful new energy that's coming to us in March, that we can go with the flow and go with ease and grace. So this month is about chaos and about just physical symptoms, neck and back pain, not feeling supported, and just some really bizarre kind of physical things going on. Everywhere. I'm calling them white coat moments because I've had quite a few myself. But it's all about preparing us to ride the wave and not to be crushed in March.
That's so interesting because I've been having strange physical things and really feeling unusually disconnected more than usual in that way, feeling very heavy and unable to do anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the feeling. And that's where Magdalene is asking us to stay centered around the chaos, that we are just going to have to go within ourselves and find that peaceful feeling within and let those huge waves roll over us and not crush us, to prepare to keep focused that we are moving forward. There is going to be a huge shift. We just need to prepare.
But we're preparing for March.
We're preparing for March, exactly. Everything is shifting in increments and time is speeding up, but our souls have our paths ready, you know, that we're following exactly the way we scripted, the way we would come here. But March is the next influx of really manifesting and creating energies. Another huge shift for everyone to rise one more time within consciousness, in that level of awakening.
And another one of those interesting ways where if you've done the work and cleansed out and done whatever you need to do, you fly to the top.
Absolutely. Essential. Absolutely, they're saying this time. You know, this is kind of it. This is essential. We're getting down to brass tacks here. Either you hop on or you, you know, you get crushed and left behind, actually.
Wow. So the chasm between the awake and the sort of walking
the abyss
crowd increases.
Yes.
Have they told you any specifics about what's going to happen in March?
No, because they know they panic me when they do, when they give me too much information. Over the next couple of weeks, they'll be revealing specifics. I'm going through the same process that everyone is, so they're preparing me as the same as every soul is preparing, you know, each one of us. Our own souls are guiding our destinies, so mine is doing the same. So no, they haven't given me any specifics. It's just that feeling, that vibration, those little glimpses that they give me, the warning signs of saying, you know, you need to do the work, you need to go within, you know, the distractions that come along that need to be removed so that we can stay focused. Distractions come along because the darkness doesn't want us to succeed in this experiment, this grand experiment we're in. So there's always those influences, you know, along with our own self-doubts that keep us from manifesting and keep us from moving forward. So it's really important during this time to, you know, not allow the shadow side to overtake and to stay focused in compassion and bliss and not allow the chaos around us to stop our journeys.
What's with the accent on physical symptoms and heaviness then right now?
That's the biggest awakening that we have. We've taken so much of our traumas and so much of our dilemmas and so much of our karma into the tissues of the body. That's what held. We came through this density. We've all ascended once before and gone through the realms, and we all agreed to come back through this thick mud, this, you know, incredible density to come back into these bodies. And so once in these bodies, the traumas that we have incurred in this lifetime have been stored in our tissues. And so in order to cleanse the karma and the traumas and the self-doubt and the egos, it has to come back through the physical. Well, I got my list ready to go. I can tell you that when I cross over. What not to do when you come back to...
They're floating around in bliss. What the hell are we coming down here for?
Well, that's what I said. You know, I left, and my vision of heaven is being on that chair with the umbrella drinks and sitting next to the ocean with my dog, and I'm thinking, and you left that for a walk? You know, headaches and back pain, and it's all part of the illusion. And if we begin to look at it that way, and we begin to see that stage that's set for us, that this is truly an illusion, we work through it, release the ego, and we're going to fly and soar.
I'll be a 5'5" out there. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Over and out.
Absolutely.
what we should do is take some callers. I'm going to give out the numbers, and then we'll go right to our first one if you're already over there. The numbers to go. Here we go. Toll-free in the U.S. 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And if none of that works, call the direct line, 530-876-3222. Because I am ordering a pizza. Okay. Call the first caller. How about that? Caller, are you on the air?
I am.
Have we got the first caller?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Charlene, and I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta.
Edmonton, Alberta. Good Lord. There's a blast from the past. I actually lived there as a child for a brief time.
Oh, so you know all about our winters?
Yes, I do. Cold, usually.
Yeah.
Until climate
Not always, but it can be.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a specific question for Susan and the Angels?
Not really specific. I have a few questions, but nothing really specific. Maybe just wanted to see what messages may come about or that they have. Kind of wanting to know a bit about karma clearing and, you know, releasing ego, you know, open my intuition, all kinds of things.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how Susan wants to start this, so.
Susan, or how do the angels want to handle this one?
Nicole, actually, I could not hear her at all.
Oh no.
I could hear a voice, but I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Yeah, in general, what message do they hold for her, specifically maybe with karma, clearing, letting go of ego.
Okay. And her name is?
Emmy?
Charlene.
Now I'm having trouble hearing. That's right.
I am having trouble hearing you guys, too. So, my name is Charlene.
Charlene.
Okay. There we go.
Charlene. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what hopefully the angels can hear you just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's just us that has the trouble on those darn phone lines. Their general message is you're nearing the end of your karma and moving into the Dharma, which is great service back to this world. And most of us are completing that. Karma begins to be a non-issue as we move forward in consciousness. Karma was a way for us to learn lessons and to come here with specific strengths. To succeed in ascending once again. So we've all made that transition. So karma really no longer plays a hold on us. And most of us are moving into the Dharma, where it's time for a great service to be returned. So their specific message for you this evening is to spread your wings. Archangel Ariel says, don't hold back right now. The timing is perfect. And you are ready to soar. And so whatever is in your heart's desire, your imagination, what you're ready to do, you've done an immense amount of work. And ego is not an issue for you because you're moving into the Dharma, which helps us release that tight strangulation that the ego has on us. And Archangel Ariel says that prosperity is on your path. Follow your intuition. And manifest your dreams into reality. It's going to be coming easier and easier for all of us to do as this year moves on and moves forward. And Haniel says to trust and follow your renewed passion in your career and the different areas that you have decided to change or have focused on changing in your life, that there's a divine triangle of energy for you, and it's almost got a light crystal green energy into this diamond triangle, and it's radiating out the energy of being able to accomplish anything that your heart desires. They're just asking for clear intent and clear focus so that you can move forward with your desires.
And if you've had any trouble hearing that, I would go to the News for the Soul archives afterwards to rehear the answer. We'll have it up by tomorrow, newsforthesoul.com. So hopefully you'll be able to hear it there if you didn't hear it all here. But thanks for calling all the way from Edmonton, Alberta there.
Thank you, girls. It was a wonderful message, and I can hear her just fine. So
perfect.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Angel's put up the volume, I guess. That's handy. Do you have to get yourself, Susan, into kind of a altered state to be able to pull this through, or how does it work?
In the beginning, I did. It gets easier and easier as time has gone on. I do sit and center and seal my room and bring the presence in and do some breathing to be able to hold the energies that come through. Some call me an open channel, and during the day, you know, they'll just channel through me. And so when we do a radio show, it's a specific intent to channel through. So I do seal. I do when I do readings over the phone or in person, I make it more of a ceremonial type thing. But they will channel through during the day. As a matter of fact, when I was in the classroom, they'd be channeling material through for the CD, An Angel's Journey, and I'd have to run to the recycle box to grab paper because they'd be channeling these words through me in the middle of the day, in the middle of my math class, you know. the teacher would be looking at me like I'm very strange. I'm like, I'm taking notes, thank you, you know.
Prettiest today.
Yeah, exactly. and so that's how An Angel's Journey, the healing CD that I did, came through. They would channel, you know, no matter where I was in the grocery store one day, and they were channeling through. But for the radio show, you know, I do set that specific intent of clearing space and honoring those who, you know, come through my path.
Is it always something profound that comes through, or is it ever like, hey, stop?
Yeah, sometimes when it's those oh, duh moments, it is. it's like, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Did we not tell you? You know, it's kind of like the, you know, every once in a while, you know, I tend not to listen to my own guidance every once in a while because sometimes I know better, you know. So they kind of, you know, have to sway me back into the, you know, hey, wait a minute, you're getting too big for your britches kind of thing. Yeah, good luck. It is, it's sometimes like, I'm going down the, you know, when I'm on the expressway, it's like having a conversation, with my best friend. The toll booth people look at me kind of funny, cause I typically, you know, I'm talking when I pull up to one, but, sometimes it can be a, you know, just a general conversation of, hey, you know, how's your day going kind of thing. And then other times, most times, they just blow me away. It's so profound. And the information that comes through me, you know, I always say that I'm the humble servant of, you know, of the message. And it's truly knocks my socks off most times.
Consciousness of humanity has to be evolving. If we've come to a place where we can have these conversations, I mean, you know, 30 years ago, we'd all be put away.
Oh, yeah, my white coat moments. I'm still afraid of that every now and then.
I mean, you know, starting News for the Soul, it was a voice that I heard that told me, you know, to start a positive form of media and leave the mainstream news. We'd all be like just nut jobs in the old way of being. And
right.
Look at the great beauty and strength and wonderful things that have come out of these not knowing moments. I just love it. It's so encouraging that, you know, something better is going to happen.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, we just need to keep that focus. Actually, we just need to have confidence in ourselves and listen to that inner voice and grow in strength and harmony with that voice.
Harp music, I'd be playing it in the background right now.
Well, actually, there is harp music playing in my background right now. Magdalene's Songs of Magdalene is playing. She requested that I play that while we do the show this evening. It relaxes me and allows me, because I do feel so humble when she does appear, and I feel so honored and grateful that when she channels through a message that they have to keep me, you know, grounded down here. So she said, just put my music on. Vibrations. Tom Kenyon sells a wonderful CD called Songs of Magdalene, and he brings her vibration through so clear, and it's so healing and so soothing and so calming and reassuring.
Well, I guess we better give out the numbers here while we're talking away. Here's the numbers again. We've got an open line, 877. Oh, this is in U.S., toll free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 888-810-8322. Oh, so I'm getting more Canadians lately. Very nice. And direct line, if none of those work, 530-876-3222. And, you know, it's just so encouraging and validating. The things that come from different modalities, I mean, everyone's got a different sort of, you know,
sure,
method of connecting to spirit or higher consciousness or true self or whatever your modality and language is around that. But, you know, there's the one truth and then all the sort of stories of explanation that layer over top of it. And it's so neat when you see, you know, talks that I'm having with physicists come to the same place that talks I'm having with people that do angel readings do.
Yeah.
Those two people are saying the same thing, really, at the bottom of the conversation. Wow.
Right.
That's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, that keeps us sane.
It does.
So that there's that scientific side that says, hey, you really aren't getting the white coat.
And it validates the supposedly unvalidatable.
Exactly. People need still scientific proof. They need to know that they're safe. They need to know that what they have, you know, believed in all their lives can shift and change, but it's a process for everyone, you know, different steps that people, you know, need to take or have put in their lives, that they need security and they need that black and white. And then they can move on to the etheric. So they're wonderful stepping stones, and they're so, they create almost a matrix of information, as you say, the scientific, the physicist, to the etheric realm. They're all the same matrix. They're all the same crystalline energy. And they're all being birthed at the same time for the divine purpose for us to follow.
It's truly magical. It's truly bringing us back to a place where magic, real magic, is real.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Isis, the Egyptian goddess, is the goddess of magic. And so if anyone is looking for that magic along with everything else to just escape through, Isis is an incredible goddess to call upon to help with that magical, you know, to bring that sense back into our world.
So I don't know if we've got another caller on the line or how to tell. John's listening, if you can let us know. Do we have another caller on right now? Maybe not. So for those listening with this, let's get back to this March thing, and if we hear another beeper or something, I'll know that the other caller's on. It's a bit of a different system here, so let us know if you are on the line. And but this shift in March is what's really interesting to me. We're going to have to get you back on in March.
Well, and
of it, and I have to say, because you know, that's the other thing that's been happening religiously in waves over the last year or two, is getting this sort of validated sense from all different people in all different walks of life that they're all experiencing the same feeling, and with no kind of logical reason as to why, at the same time, at certain times in the year. And so, like, these energy shifts that you're talking about, like with coming in March, you know, that this has been sort of a ongoing process for the last few years, or?
Yeah, the last, almost last year and a half, that everyone has really made those shifts and changes.
And so, I mean, one of the things that started happening with the people I was talking to here and on the show and feeling within myself and the people I'm working around is that, you know, for example, you get up and it's a bright, fabulous day and you feel this funny, off feeling. And there's no reason for it or logical feeling for it. And then you find that everyone starts having the same feeling around you. And it's one of these sort of energy clearing phases like you were talking about. Is that kind of what's going on now?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, coming through the density is we're going back upward into the ascension process and getting rid of everything we had to take on when we came back through when we left our angelic families and came back through that density and had to take on these heavy bodies. We're going back up and we've got to release all that density. And so,
hello. That's an important thing. This is such an important thing because it's, you know, when you think, oh, there's something wrong with me or what's wrong with
right.
me, I should be feeling good or, you know, and to know that this is all part of whatever's going on with the evolution of consciousness of humanity, then, you know, cool.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Nothing. Yeah.
I think we've got a caller on the line. Caller, do we have
hello?
I think someone is there. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jeannie and I'm calling from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
South Dakota. And do you have a specific question for the angel, Jeannie?
Yes. My little grandson, he's 3 years old. And my husband and I have had him quite a bit lately, and he's just doing amazing things. I just wondered if the angels had anything to say about him.
Well,
his name is Christopher.
All the children that are coming into this world are all very gifted and all come with abilities that we all possess, but we've forgotten that we have those. They're coming in with that innate ability, and they're not losing that. They're not going into the shadow side of fear of their gifts. So this is an incredible soul, as many of them are. They've been called crystal children and rainbow children. They're all coming with a specific purpose, and that's to show us and help guide us and to bring the next generation through without karma, without disease, without fear, without the ego. They are coming as the children of the light to help lift us into the next ascension, to the next dimension. So he comes with very, very important gifts, as they all do. They can use telecommunications and telecommunicate with other children. They can do that with nature, with trees and the birds. They have that ability, and they will not lose that ability, those gifts. That is the awesome part of these new children. There is no fear about hiding who they are. And those of us who are older and who are making our way through are almost like their grandparents in a sense to help guide them. And you're actually a guardian of his energy to help make sure that his spirit stays strong. That those gifts that he has come with are brought into this world, are not hidden in shadow, to help him make those connections that it's okay. Teach him early that these gifts are wonderful gifts, and they're to be used and to be practiced, not to be hidden away.
Okay.
Do you have anything specific that you want to ask?
How do things look for me?
For you?
Yes.
As they are saying that you are the guardian of this energy, they're giving you a very important job to make sure that you teach him as he's growing of all the fruits that are out in this world to keep him from that shadow side, from the naysayers, to teach him about the angels and the fairies. And to help encourage and to grow that spirit. So you have a very important job here, as many grandparents will in helping these younger children who are coming into this world. You've got a great sense of Kuan Yin energy, of compassion and mercy about you. And they want you to continue unfolding that compassion. And sense of forgiveness that you offer to others who come to you. Archangel Haniel is around you. And she's very strong. She's saying that the scent of lavender around you, do you often sense a sense of lavender?
Yes, I do.
She is that sense of lavender that you pick up. You may see it or smell it. As she's pulling through, usually three angels come when I check a person's aura. And in this case, it's just Haniel, who is very powerful with you. And she is explaining that these lavender scents are her way of trying to communicate with you. So she's asking the next time you gather that scent of lavender to take a moment and take a deep breath, breathe her energy in, and listen to the message that she has for you, because you're very capable of picking up those messages, and she wants you just to start connecting with her in that way. Even buy a bunch of lavender is a beginning way of connecting with her. There's a great sense of passion and a great sense of sensitivity that comes in your aura that she carries and that she helps vibrate through you. And so the sensitivity and this passion is going to connect with your grandson, and the two of you are going to kind of be guides for other children who have these wonderful gifts and who are being birthed into this world.
I'm actually curious, Jeannie, if you feel like sharing, what kind of amazing things is Christopher doing?
Well, he's been sick the last couple of days, and I said I was worried about him. And he said, Grandma, don't worry about me. He said, the angels are going to make me better.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I said, they are. And he said, yes, my angels and my guides are going to make me better. And he was doing a lot better today when I went over and was with him.
Well, yes, they're so much more connected, aren't they? It seems.
Yes, he seems very connected.
Yes, they are. And that's their gift, that they come in and they're not losing that. How fabulous. It's taken me 36 years to find. and these young ones that are coming are just so brilliant and shine their light and know that they have these gifts. It's just so exciting to see.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you continue to inspire Christopher there, and I'm sure greatness will come. Thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you, and I'll be listening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that's the biggest gift that we can give our children or grandchildren. Or, you know, that's one thing I never did. Whenever my kids said that they saw something that I couldn't see with my eyes or anything, I never, you know, invalidated them.
Right.
I just say, oh, my God, where? And I would just get right into it because I know I saw all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
That I wasn't just messing around. To not invalidate. I think we've got another caller on, so stand by, caller. We'll be right with you. But I think that's the biggest gift. That was what happened.
We invalidated
the whole
right.
song, and then now we're trying to claw our way back to, you know, the other side of the veil and knowing reality. Yeah.
Right.
So not piling that on them would be a lovely, lovely gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Good call. Who have we got on the line right now?
Okay.
Where are you and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Vivian. I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
I didn't expect to get through so quickly.
Yeah, here you are. Well, I guess the angels have something to say to you, so here you are. Do you have a specific question for Susan Mavity?
Yes, thank you. I was calling to get some guidance on my work. I'm a Reiki master. I also work with reconnective healing, and I do Akashic Record reading. And, there's been so much going on. I can relate to what's been shared this evening. So I just wanted to see if what they had to say for me.
Okay.
Well, there are no coincidences, as we know. I've had a couple of people who are energy workers ask me lately, why can't I get clear? you know, what is going on? Usually I'm the clear one, you know,
mm-hmm.
Going into, you know, as you say, go into the records. They have not been able to bring information back. In their healings, they haven't been clear about their clients. You know, we're supposed to be the ones that are supposed to be clear and,
right.
you know, get that focus. And chaos isn't supposed to be seeping into our world. We're supposed to be the ones. It's all part of this quantum leap that we're taking. We have to go down. They're taking us and challenging our faith and our beliefs in ourselves and our gifts so that when we come out on the other side of this quantum energy, that we have a secure foundation. It's all part of restructuring our energies,
mm-hmm.
our relearning this new ascension process. So we're not clear. Things are getting muddy even for us. And what it's doing is just testing our foundations to go deep within ourselves, to focus on ourselves, not as being selfish, but rebuilding our energies so we can prepare to help those who have not chosen to make this leap with us, because their worlds are going to be more chaotic and more painful, and someone has to be on the right side of the foundation. And so they're just taking us through, helping us remember what it's like to be in chaos, what it's like to be unclear, what it is not to be focused, so that when we come out the other side, we have that compassion, we have that clear knowing of who we are, that clear knowing that, yes, we can help, that clear vision of what those records really mean,
mm-hmm.
With the shift in everyone's souls.
Sounds good.
How was that for you?
Sounds good. Yeah, no, everything's good. Lots of learning, and I'm asking for it as well. I'm happy to learn what I need to do, but it's been an interesting time, for that's for sure.
It has been, and it's been scary in some realms.
Well, it's also been very exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Just because it's been cleaning house, which is. Which always feels good.
Yeah, it does. Archangel Jophiel is in your field, and she says your dreams are blossoming more rapidly than you realize.
Yes.
Still, they need some nurturing and patience, and that's just this clearing process that we're all going through.
Mm-hmm.
Haniel asks to pay attention to the moon cycles.
Okay.
As you're walking through. Notice how the moon affects your energy. Capitalize on those energy cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Be in tune more with the sun and the moon and balanced energies. And Gabrielle's come through. It says you really are. It's time to assume your leadership and power and position and guide others. So as you're going through this shift and they're kind of taking you down, reworking your energy, kind of forcing you to go inside, because as light workers, as healers,
mm-hmm.
we're not used to going inside ourselves. Take yourself into the records. Take yourself into a healing. Find that Kuan Yin, find that Magdalene energy, compassion and mercy within yourself, and feel that presence in every cell of your body. And for that renewal, because we truly have to renew ourselves as we're going through this process. And so that's just what they're kind of doing. They're shifting and changing your energies, focusing you to go inward, and so that your light can shine even brighter as we go through these next few months.
Susan, thank you very much.
Since
I've connected online with you both, I've just been buzzing very nicely.
Oh, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much, and have a great evening.
You too.
All the best.
Thank you.
So as I'm listening, it's funny, you're answering Vivian's questions, but at the same time, you're answering mine. They've been in my mind because... you know, it's really been strange the last month and a half. Like, things that have just never been an issue forever have been trying to come up to be an issue to be focused on again. And That's a weird analogy for this, but it's something that's really, really bothered me for the last month and a half. Ever since doing firewalking, I've been able to push the energy of heat out, so I never have had to suffer with burns for years. Because I would just ground, push it out, not let it objectify or set in the tissue, and it was gone. I have had three major burns in the last month and a half that I couldn't get the energy out. I've got a scar right in my arm. I'm in a gab, you know, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I thought it was because of the...
Hello?
And the energy. Standby caller. It was the heaviness or the energy that just hadn't... It felt like my whole energy body was off, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were explaining a lot more than just Vivian's answer there in that response. It was quite powerful because it explains, like, you know, where this disconnect is coming from so we can remember, because we forget, once you've been able to push the energy out for years, you forget what it feels like to not.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So is February really going to suck then? I have to set my alarm for March. I mean, seriously.
I'm all in on that. Hibernation.
Exactly.
Let's go find a nice little cave, wake us up in March when it's all over with.
Works for bears. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Well, last week I walked into work and, you know, I have this fabulous boss. He's going to be 30. You know, just this young thing full of energy, and, you know, every morning I get a good morning, no matter what. And, you know, I just love being, you know, working for him. And he looked at me, and he said, are you okay? Well, I said, it's all relative. I mean, I felt like I was so out of my body, you know, that there were two of us, you know, walking in my office. And about 20 minutes later, he came out, and, you know, I'm, like, staring at the computer, and he's like, are you really okay? He said, it's all relative.
Compared to what? Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I'm not really sure. I'll let you know.
Wow. So this is part of the growth.
It is. It really is, unfortunately.
I know. If this was on the brochure, I'll tell you. Well, I wouldn't have signed up, but it is. But anyway, here we are. I think we've got another caller on the line. Is the caller, are you there? Hello.
This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hello, Nancy. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. Welcome. You have a question for Susan.
Well, I would like to see if they just have a message for me.
Okay.
Well, we can do that. Actually, Kylie's been pretty quiet this evening, and she is in the presence of us for balance. But boy, she stepped forward when she heard your voice.
Wow.
I was waiting for her to sneak in here. She's been awful patient. She is just, wanting you to know that all you need to do is invoke her name three times, Kali, 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 and ask her to come into the presence of your path and help you with anything that you have reservations about, and she will be very glad to transcend and move any blocks you have. But be careful for what you ask for, because Kali delivers. the angels that you have around you are talking about creative writing, writing down your thoughts in a journal. You have a story to tell, they're telling me, and Archangel Gabriel is very strong and very present with you. You have a teaching story, something to share with others that will help others on their path. So they're asking you not to be silent about that path or about that message that you have. They're very much encouraging you to share in an article, submitted to a metaphysical newspaper, some type of ability to share your story. Archangel Ariel is here to help you spread your wings, remove that fear, to move forward. You have an awful lot to offer this world to help others, so they're asking you to clear the path to be able to channel through and help. Don't hold back. you're questioning whether it's time to soar. And this is the exact time for all of us to have clear intent, clear focus on what we truly want to desire. Just as important as clearing right now is the importance of what you want to manifest. Being very, very clear about that picture, about that feeling, about that dimension that you want to travel to. It is so essential that they're just like driving this through me right now, using those words. It is so essential to be clear and focused about what we want to manifest right now. And Joe Fail comes back through, get outside and get some fresh air. Even with winter, winter has its gifts. The cold air, the quiet, the peacefulness, even the intricate, the delicate snowflake has its place within our healing spectrum. It almost matches our crystalline energy. So it's just as much as important to get out in the wintertime, to just be outdoors and be in the stillness. That's where nature can help relieve stress and help us gain new creative insights. Looking and thinking about the intricacy and the delicacy of each snowflake that is laying on the ground or that falls from the sky. Imagine the creation of that droplet and the intricacy and the delicacy of that is what we need to focus on. And so that's the message that they have for you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Oh,
if you want to hear your message
again,
you can hear it on the archives later, newsforthesoul.com. Should be up by tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice message.
That's what?
I like that Kali thing. Can anybody do that?
Anybody can do that, absolutely. You can just say Kali's name three times and invite her into your energy, into your awareness, and ask, and it will be done.
I'm sorry, I know I could use the help of that kick butt angel. So.
Just careful what you ask for.
Oh,
I see that picture of her holding that head, that severed head.
So, sorry about it now. yeah, interesting.
Kali.
Now, of course, it wouldn't be something that you'd want to overuse.
No.
No pissing off the kick butt angel.
That is true. In the basic part of her message tells us that, you know, making a wrong decision is at least better than making no decision. And that's why she's here. Don't be afraid to make the wrong decision. Rather, fear living in indecision. She is single-minded, focused, mixed with a fiery passion and deep caring about many causes. She cannot stand procrastination, delay, or fear. she just, you know, walks through and has that unwavering, powerful energy.
That's on fear. I mean, can she annihilate the fear?
Fear is a great component that she can help us with. Remember, we still have to have that small component of fear. Because it can save our life, you know. It keeps us from, you know, getting hit by a car. You know, it has its true place in the third dimensional world. But outside the realm of everything else, she can cut through the fear for us and help us see clearly what's before us.
I think we're getting to close to the top of the hour. Let's see if we can take one more. I think we've got a caller on the line now.
Yes, that's me.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, that's me.
Hello, who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm Klaus. I'm calling from Vancouver, British
Hello,
Columbia.
Klaus. Welcome.
Hi.
And thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Susan?
I'm hoping she can maybe comment on my spiritual growth. Or if the angels have anything to say about that.
They ask that you continue the path, that you've made great strides. And we can't always see those great strides that we're making, because we tend not to look at ourselves through the eyes that the angels do with all the compassion. And sometimes we are really hard on ourselves and we don't think that we're making as much progress. But they're asking you to actually literally stand and turn around and look behind yourself and see all the wonderful things that you have done and how you've shifted and how you've changed your path. And just think about the vibration that you've left behind, the many people, the lives that you've touched, and the so many lives that you've touched that you're not even aware of yet, that your influence has guided, and you've not seen the fruit of your labors in many instances, but know that there are many, many out there that you have affected. And they're asking you, they say it's a delicate issue for you. And so we're trying to, getting very unclear about what direction. You're very unclear about what direction. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos that's just seeped into your aura. But know you're going in the right direction. And for all of us at this point in time, it does not seem like we are moving in the right direction. It seems like we are all going backwards. And that's only for the illusion, the shift in time, the ability for us to go back and really hit those issues that are deep within us. So that they're saying, you know, find a central grounding point for you. What grounds you the most? Find the words, find the expression that will bring you back to a place of focus, a place back of a solid foundation. Jophiel is very strong within your field. Reach out and grab her. Gabrielle is talking about your inner child. So nurture the inner child. That's where you need to go for your foundation. Those are some of the issues that seem to be rising as you move along your spiritual path, is that inner child and nurturing it. Pay close attention. There's a message, there's a lesson within that awareness that's arising. And Ariel comes through with courage and stand up for your beliefs. It's very hard in this time to stay with those beliefs and know that we're moving in the right direction. There's all kinds of doubt, there's all kinds of shadow around us that makes us feel that we're not worthy, that this can't be right, that what we truly believe in our hearts cannot be manifested. So it's pivotal time for all of us. And so they're asking if that makes sense, if that direction feels like a place that you can travel to.
Physically travel to center myself.
Still there, Klaus?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Does that resonate for you?
That makes sense for me. Yeah, that's been great to hear. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Well, if you need to rehear the message, it'll be posted up on the News for the Soul archive for free by tomorrow. NewsForTheSoul.com. We're at the top of the hour already, Susan.
Oh wow! Yes, we are.
So thank you so much for calling in, Klaus. I'm afraid that's all the callers we can take today.
Okay.
And, wow, we've had some interesting comments. And is it always different angels that are coming through for people?
It is, because everyone carries a different energy, a different soul family, a different angelic family that they have ascended from, or that their roots are tied in. So, yeah, there's different angels that come through. For everyone, we all belong to certain soul groups, and we have certain angels that vibrate with those soul groups. So generally, there's clusters. But as they said as we began, this was going to be the divine evening of the divine matrix. And so those were the angels that were strongest this evening that wanted to come through, that needed to come through. And Gabriel and Jophiel and Haniel this evening. Are all of the divine feminine angels, archangels.
Well, it's been a perfectly appropriate piece for the evening. And, you know, since I started News for the Soul and walked away from three incurable diseases and having two kids and no support system and just building it anyway, because I sensed that there was an invisible team there.
Yeah.
From the light. I didn't have the words, or I didn't necessarily call them angels, but, you know, it was just, it was a strong knowing. So whatever it is that you know, we resonate with, there's something to this, I think. And let's get you back on in March and find out, you know, I'm going to go set my alarm for March now. And we'll touch base after February's gone and done.
Well, and it was so funny when we talked about doing the show, they immediately said March. And I'm like, no, we're doing it at the end of January. They're like, no, March. And I'm like, no, the end of January. They're like, no, you're doing one in March. I'm like,
what's going on in March?
Really? Okay. But we're doing one at the end of January.
In March.
In March, yes, apparently.
Well, there you go. We will get Susan Mavis on in March.
Hopefully I won't be in the white coat by then.
And me either. Nicely roused out of my cave.
Yes.
Enough lies.
In
the meantime, GuideYourSpirit.com is where you find Susan. Do angel readings with her directly. And but otherwise, March. Right here on News for the Soul. Thank you so much, Susan, for being here again.
Oh, thank you, Nicole.
It's always fun. I love it.
It is.
So there you go. If you missed any of the show or any of our shows over the years, newsforthesoul.com, all free all the time. See you there. And see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.